What up, though, man? What's happening? What's popping? It's your boy T-Lip bringing you another episode of the Speak On It podcast. This is an emergency podcast right here, man. This is an emergency podcast right here. I'm sitting here watching the damn Bears and the Vikings. This is the worst fucking Monday night football game we could have ever asked for. I don't even know why we asked for this shit if everybody was healthy. Yeah, I would want to see Justin Jefferson. That's about it in this whole matchup. He's not even playing tonight. They should have changed this damn game. Don't nobody want to see this shit. But I ain't even about to talk about that. Let's talk about these sorry-ass Lakers, man. Bro, they just got beat. They just got beat by the 76ers. What is this by? 104, 114, 124. They just got beat by 44 points. 104, 114, 124, 134. They just got beat 138 to 94. They just got beat by 44. They just got beat by 44 points on a game that you knew was going to be a big game. Like, they walked into this game knowing this game was going to be serious, knowing this was going to be a good, you know, a good matchup, a good early season matchup to see, like, where they at. This is one of them games where you want to see, like, okay, where do we measure up at? This is a good team. We come in on their court. Let's see if we can steal one, if we can catch one early in the season and get our momentum going and see what type of team we are. And these motherfuckers go out there and lay the egg like that. These slow-ass first quarter starts. Once again, the Lakers at a slow, don't even score 20 points in the first quarter. Gives up 32. So they're minus 13 already in the first quarter. Now you got to dig a fucking hole out of that on the road. Like, it's just, this shit is just getting absurd now, bruh. Why is this the team that always have slow starts? Why they can't just lose the game at the end? Like, why do they got to be down by 25 in the first half? Why? Why is this fucking Lakers team start so slow? I'm telling you, I want to blame Darvin Ham, and I'm telling you, I'm not the biggest fan of Darvin Ham, because besides motivation, I guess, or telling the motherfucker, hey, I need you to come off the bench or something like that, that's the only thing I know he got his hands on, because I don't know where his imprint on his team is. Where is it? Where is it? The Lakers been playing defense before he got there. Before he got there with Frank Vogel, they was a top 10 defense. They've been that type of defensive team. Where is the offense? Where is the scoring? Where is it? You go out there and you pay Austin Reeves. He can't score like that. You can't depend on Austin Reeves to come out there and give you 20 points a night. You cannot go out there and expect D'Angelo D'Lo to give you 20 points a night. You can't expect it. Nobody on the team tonight had over 20 points, bro. Nobody even touched 20 points. Anthony Davis was the leading scorer tonight. LeBron James was the leading scorer tonight. He had 18 points. And another thing, LeBron had zero rebounds. You know what that tells me? He wasn't really engaged. For you to be 6'9", 6'10", 230 pounds, I understand that you in your year 21, but I don't care. You on the court, bro. Zero rebounds, bro? Like, I think you would have to really, like, look up the last time LeBron James had zero rebounds in a game. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that, bro? Like, come on, bro. First quarter, you lose that, 32 to 19. Second quarter, you lose that, 34 to 36. Third quarter, you lose that, 30 to 27. The fourth quarter, the Lakers lost in the fourth quarter. The Philadelphia 76ers scored 40 points in the fourth quarter. The Lakers scored 14 points in the fourth quarter. They had two quarters where they didn't even score 20 points. That's unheard of in today's NBA. That is completely unheard of. And I know a lot of people like to talk about, man, you just got to wait till they're healthy. I understand that, bro. I do. But I'm talking about effort, making plays, because you can't tell me that the 76ers are 44 points better than the Lakers, bro. I don't care where they play at. You can't tell me that they're 44 points better than them. You cannot tell me that, bro. I don't care how many defensive players they got on their team. If this Lakers team do not go out and make a trade for Zach LaVine or a Kyrie Irving or a Donovan Mitchell or a Terry Rozier and Miles Bridges, if they don't go out and make a and get a guard, a elite scoring bucket getter guard that can score and don't need plays to be set up for him, it can go out there. If the Lakers don't acquire a bucket getter by the trade deadline, a high-level elite bucket getter, they ain't winning shit. They not winning nothing. You cannot expect Austin Reeves to score 25, 20 points in the playoff game consistently. He can't fucking do that. You can't expect D'Angelo Russell to do that. Rui Hachimura has showed you that, bro. He cannot do that shit. Rui is probably going to give you the most 12 points. And this is in the playoffs. I'm speaking in the playoffs. I'm not speaking for right now. I'm speaking as far as this team talking about winning championships. Competing in the playoffs when it ain't about the plays. It's more about the players. It's more about the bucket getters. It's about scoring. It's about breaking down defenses. It's about getting teams in foul trouble. And that's what the Kevin Durants do. The Devin Bookers do. The Damian Lillards do. The Jason Tatums do. The Jaylen Browns do. The Tyrese Maxeys do. The Zach LaVines do. The Jimmy Butlers do. That's what it is. If you don't have one of those guys, you're not winning shit, LA. It's a wrap. And it's going to be another year of LeBron James' year wasted, bro. Because you can't depend, bro, you cannot depend on LeBron to go out there and carry the load on offense in this time of his career. LeBron is the quarterback. You got to understand, LeBron is a quarterback. LeBron is Peyton Manning. He's Tom Brady. He's Mahomes. But you know what those guys need? They need they Gronks. They need they Travis Kelce's. They need they Deion Branches. They Julian Edelman's. They Wes Welker's. They need their Tyreek Hill's. They need weapons. They need they guards that can go and get fucking buckets, bro. LeBron's best teams, his best sidekicks were always guards that can create shots and break down defenses. That can go and get a bucket when you need it most. Kyrie Irving, Dwayne Wade. That's the teams that Bron works best with. You cannot win with this fucking team, bro. You can't. Like, I be hearing people, you know, because they people can't see down the line. I'm looking last year in the playoffs. Bruh, if the Lakers would have went and got Kyrie Irving at the trade deadline and didn't get D'Lo, Malik Beasley, or Vando. If they didn't get either one of them and they would have got Kyrie Irving, they would have won the fucking championship last year. Because Kyrie Irving would have manipulated that entire Denver defense. He would have been able to break down that defense and slash and dash right through it, finish at the rim, create buckets for himself and for other players. And he would have made them guards play defense. KCP can't guard him. No, KCP didn't have to guard nobody playing the Lakers last year in the playoffs. Jamal Murray didn't have to guard nobody. You can hide these guys on defense because Austin Reeves didn't do nothing in that series. D'Angelo Russell was damn near unplayable in that series. Malik Beasley did not play at all last year. He was a waste of a fucking trade. Vando only was playing like 10 minutes in the playoffs last year. The series where he played the most was, it was the Warriors series, but he didn't play a lot in the series versus the Nuggets. He didn't play a lot because he couldn't knock down that corner shot, and they didn't need defense like that, and they were still close in the game. Every game of that series came down to the last few minutes in the fourth quarter. Just imagine if you had Kyrie Irving instead of fucking D'Angelo Russell. And Rui that y'all love so much. Man, you can't trade Rui. He young and he you know, he part of the future, man. Ain't no fucking future in L.A. Come on, man. Y'all should know better than that. L.A. is a win now city. Ain't about, hey, do we trust in the process here? No, this ain't Philly. This is L.A. They want to win championships. They want to get banner number 18. They the most winningest franchise in the league. It ain't about developing all that shit. That, why you think Kuzma and Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball and all of them are gone? They don't got time for that shit. They don't got time for you to find your way in. Oh, man, we can't get rid of our depth. Bro, if you can get an elite score, fuck that depth. And excuse my language, I'm just passionate right now because I don't understand, bro. I know it's early in the season, and I'm glad that the Lakers got 10 wins right now. Last year, I don't think they got 10 wins last year until like damn near around 40 games, around 35 games, for real. I just don't. But the fact that they're 10-8 right now, that's a plus. And I know, of course, they lost today, but they was missing damn near four guys that could potentially start on any other teams, four starters that was on other teams. They missing Vando. Rui ain't playing today. Cam Reddish haven't played, and Gabe Vincent haven't played. So those are guys that's either have been starters with the Lakers or started on teams previously. So that's a lot of depth that's out right now. But still, man, if the Lakers don't find a way to get a Zach LaVine that can create his own shot, that can go out there and get it sparked. He ain't got to worry about no offense, no pick and roll, no none of that. He can just come out there, quick little jab step, and just threaten the defense and then pull one right in their face. They need guys that can just score easily at will. Because any elite scorer that come on to the Lakers, they're not going to be double-teamed. Because you still going to have to worry about LeBron James and Anthony Davis. But you cannot depend on LeBron James being the number one guy on offense. Or you cannot have AD as your number two scorer on offense either, bro. We've seen that shit happen last year. It cannot happen, bro. They need an elite guard. An elite bucket getter. Donovan Mitchell, Kyrie Irving, Zach LaVine. They need one of those guys. And if that means you got to get rid of D'Lo and Rui and maybe Gabe or, man, whatever, a pick, you got to go. They got to go. Because you're not going to win with this team right here. The Lakers are not going to win with this team, bro. They're not going to win with this team constructed how it's constructed right now. So they need to be really making this happen. And the sooner, the better. As soon as the trade deadline, that whole thing open up and you can make the trades, they need to be making trades. They don't need to wait till all the way till February, middle of February to make the trade. They need to make that trade damn near before the new year. You can't depend on D'Lo right now, bro. I like D'Lo's game, but you cannot depend on him. He had 12 points today. 12 points? You so icy, you shoot all these threes. This is a guy that dropped 50 points in the game. He can only give you 12 points. He's so hit or miss, bro, and we don't need hit or miss guys. We need a guy that you got a game plan for real. There's not one Laker that you got a game plan for like that on offense right now besides LeBron James. And we know LeBron James is not going to be the guy to do that shit. He in year 21, man. He done been doing it for 21 years. Get him a damn guard. Rob Pelinka, Jeannie Buss. What are y'all doing? Go get him a guard so you could potentially win a fucking championship at least the next 2 or 3 years, bro. What are y'all doing? All that, man. We signed all the guys. We want to see it work. No, you fucking don't. That don't mean nothing, bro. That don't mean nothing, bro. You got to go and get a big fish. This is Laker town. You got to go and get a big fish. Phoenix got guys. Kevin Durant is literally sitting on a team with Bradley Beal and Devin Booker. Two bucket getters. He got the, and then the last team he was on, he had Kyrie and James Harden. Two bucket getters. While LeBron can't get a bucket getter on his team, he's stuck with fucking Anthony Davis. And Anthony Davis is dope, but Anthony Davis is a defensive guy that is on and off on offense. So you need to get an offensive threat to where, okay, now AD is a third scorer on offense. or he, you feel me? Like, he's the third guy to go and get a bucket. Now when he scored 30, it's going to mean that much more because you got a Zach LaVine and LeBron James on the court with you. Ain't no double teams. It's going to be a lot of open shots on that court. A lot of dunks, a lot of alley-oops, a lot of back doors, all of that. They need to go and get a big fish. I don't like this shit, man. Got Embiid balling out, triple-double. Got Maxi. Maxi and Embiid both had 30-plus. Come on, bruh. You letting Patrick Beverly come and hit four threes on you. You letting Marcus Morris hit four threes on you. Like, what is going on, man? All that defense y'all be talking about, man, they got defense. Defense matter, bro. You got to be able to get a bucket. Look at the Jets. The Jets got all that defense. But if you can't fucking score points, bro, the defense gonna break. They gonna give up some points, bro. You're not going to stop a team 12 possessions a game, bro. This is not 2001. This is not 1995 where on first and second down using the I formation with a fullback and a tight end and you knew it was going to be a run play, both of them plays, and maybe a play action, and the playbooks were so small. We are in a new time right now. We are in a new time. You need an offense in football and basketball. You need that. Period. So, man, the Lakers got to tighten up, man. They got to go and make a trade. They have to make a trade and get a big fish. They have to. It's only right. I'm telling you, Jeannie, Rob, I need y'all to listen. I need y'all to tap in, man. I need y'all to listen, man. If you got to give up D'Lo and Rui and a pick for Zach LaVine, you got to give up D'Lo and Rui and a pick for Zach LaVine. Because both of them guys probably only going to give you 25 points together anyway in a playoff game. Did you hear what I just said? And that's a barely, too. That's a barely. Rui and D'Lo combined probably only going to give you 20 to 25 points in a playoff game. Zach LaVine damn near going to probably give you 25, 30 by himself and break down the whole defense. And stretch the court because he can shoot the ball. This is a guy that's already dropped 50 this year. This is a guy that hit 10 threes in one game. This is a guy that LA is waiting for. High-flying guy. Young, athletic, rangy. He's been fucking burying himself over there in Chicago, not making the playoffs, not playing well. I know he's tired of that shit. I know dog want to smile again. Clutch, go make it happen, man. Make that shit happen, man. Hey, man, this shit is unacceptable, Lakers. Come on, man. This shit is unacceptable, dog. Let's go, man. But I ain't going to lie. I like where we at, though. 10-8. I like that because we ain't even got the 20 games yet. And it take about 20, 25 games to find out what type of team you is. But we ain't been healthy either. Gabe Vincent ain't played damn near a month. He ain't paid. He ain't played. Vando haven't played all year. Rui didn't miss about, I think, like six games. Cam Reddish been out the last three games. Soon as we thinking he doing good and he doing this thing, he get injured. Now he been out for the last three games. Maybe he's back the next game or Friday. Who knows, man? Maybe he's back when we play Oklahoma City. They play the Lakers play the Pistons on Wednesday. Then they play OKC on Thursday. Maybe he's back for one of those games. Who knows? Because if he ain't back, man, Shea and Chat going to get them boys buckets for real. And that's going to be a big game. That's going to be a big game. That Thursday night game, OKC versus the Lakers in Oklahoma City, that's going to be a big game because OKC is pretty good. And OKC beat them a few times last year. And they young and hungry and flashy and ready to go. And they got a damn near MVP candidate on their team in Shea. One of the best bucket getters, one of the best players in today's game, one of the best guards in today's game. Like, I think it's the top three guards in the league right now. I think it's Shea, D-Book, and Ant. You feel me? I think it's between those guys that's competing for that number one guard spot, like two guard. That's what I'm seeing. So they got to get healthy, man. I understand that, but you also got to look about the future, man. You need guys in the playoffs that can break defenses down. The Nuggets won a championship last year not because of Joker, bro. They didn't win the championship because of Joker. They won the championship because of Jamal Murray and how he was able to create for himself and for others and make timely clutch-ass shots and three-pointers and mid-ranges and step-backs and finish at the rack and knock his free throws down. That's what you need to win in the playoffs. That's what you need. Lakers, go and get the big fish, man. These guys already paid. It's a business. They know the business. They paid. Rui paid. Austin Reeves paid. D'Lo paid. These guys are paid. So if they got to get shipped off to another team, shit, at least you got your money. And you're going to be good for the future. They're young guys. Rui, what, 24, 25? D'Lo, what, 26? He young too. Reeves, young too. I don't want the Lakers to trade Reeves, but I want LaVine. And y'all keep talking about going and get Caruso and we be good, bro. Caruso can't score points. Y'all think defense just going to do everything. You got to be able to score points, bro. You got to be able to score points. You got to be able to put pressure on your defense by on the other team by scoring points. That's how you win. Scoring. Defense is great, but you got to be able to score points and get buckets. The Lakers need bucket getters. Period. Go and make this shit happen, man. Because this is unacceptable, bro. Getting beat by 44 points is unacceptable when you got LeBron James and Anthony Davis on your team. That shit is unacceptable, bro. It's unacceptable. Tighten that shit up, man. So we can be great. We can get ring number 5 for LeBron James, man. Because LeBron, he's ready to win. He's showing y'all that he's ready to win. He ain't missing no games. He's showing y'all that he's ready to win. He's playing at a high level right now, year 21. Let's go and get him ring number 5, man. Year 2024, man. Kobe year. Come on, man. That's all I got, man. This is a quick pod right here. 20 minutes, 23 minutes, man. That's all I got. Lakers, y'all need to tighten the hell up, man. But if y'all don't, whatever. I ain't tripping. I just want to see Brian win. I ain't no Lakers fan like that anyway. I fuck with Brian. That's all. I ain't no Lakers guy. I fuck with Brian. But I want to see him win, so obviously he on the Lakers, so I want to see the Lakers win, goddammit. You feel what I'm saying? Shout out to the GOAT, man. He also just passed broke the minutes record. He just broke Kareem minutes record tonight. He's played the most minutes in NBA history. Just another record he's breaking. You know, he's going to be doing that. Every time he score a point, he breaks a record, you know? Every time he score a point, he break a record. That's just what he is right now. You feel what I'm saying? He gonna end with about 45,000 points. Mark my word. Just saying, man. We'll see. But that's all I got for y'all today, man. If y'all tune into the Speak On It podcast, I appreciate y'all. It's all love. If you haven't tuned in yet, pull up. You feel what I'm saying? Speak On It podcast. Lip out.